Hi, I'm Claire Cubberley. I'm the local service manager from the Alzheimer's Society on the Isle of Man.
First of all, tell us about this event. What's going to be happening?
So we connected with Douglas City Library, and Jan, the manager there, had a discussion with us about dementia. We delivered our Dementia Friends awareness session to the staff and volunteers at the library, and that led to a discussion about dementia and books. And people very often connect music, but we had the discussion about different types of books and how to engage people in a book. If they've been used to reading a novel, they maybe don't have the retention any longer to retain the information in order to keep the storyline followed. So we had a discussion about different types of books that would be beneficial for people with dementia. We also led to a discussion about the cost of those books, and if they aren't effective or they don't work, then it's quite a lot of money to outlay. And Jan said, well, I can get those into the library and people can come and borrow them. So we said we would do a session whereby we would demonstrate how effectively to engage somebody with dementia in a book that is mostly pictures and small snippets of information.
So presumably there's been research done into this about the types of books that are more engaging.
Yeah, so we know just by engaging with people with dementia, the type of book that will hold their attention, that will be of interest to them. So the Dorling Kingsley do a lot of really lovely books that have got great pictures in them and a small piece of text of facts. And those books are usually really good for people with dementia. Using the This Is Me document that we have, whereby we take a person's history, their interests, their life history, and find out about them, means that we can also then engage them in relevant activities when their dementia progresses. And so they may have a book on birds, it may be a book on vegetables, plants, vehicles. And so these books are usually a picture with a small snippet of facts, and then it moves on quickly. So that keeps their interest and it keeps their concentration going, whereby their attention might not be as good as it used to be, and it means it keeps their interest in the activity.
And is it sort of like you mentioned music before? Is there a sort of similar response in that quite often you find that if music is played with someone who has dementia, there's an instant kind of contact and communication that sort of arises and more of sort of interaction that's sparked from that? Is it similar with the books?
Yeah. So if a person's been a lifelong reader, holding a book is something that resonates with them. But being able to engage in that book is the importance. And so being able to help them engage with the text and with the book is what makes them feel as if somebody's understanding them, and that their life history and the things that they enjoy doing is still something they can take part in. It also helps with connection. So they struggle quite often to engage in conversation. And so having a connection with a subject that they know about or that has been of interest to them also connects them to their family or their carer, because it's a conversation they can have together. So it also formulates that relationship building as well, whereby they may have lost some skills around maintaining that.
And a great way to distract them, basically, and also maybe sort of lessen anxiety.
Yeah, so it's known that a condition called sundowning, and it's not really understood as to why people have this agitation, but particularly between 3 and 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening, people have a sense of wanting to be somewhere. They may have gone home at 5 o'clock from work. They may have gone and picked children up from school in their past life. And they have this feeling or sense of needing to be somewhere else. And often you can't let them go out, or you haven't got the ability to take them for a drive or to get them out of the house to take away that agitation. So we have to look for ways within the home to support the person and reduce the anxiety and the need to be somewhere. So distraction is the best way to do that. And if a book works for somebody, sitting them down with a book that's of an interest and a connection maybe to their past will distract them from thinking about being somewhere else, and that can reduce their anxiety, but it also helps the carer connect with the person as well. They can speak about the common interest and share things of the past together. So books are great for that purpose as well.
And actually, the fact that books, the book that you choose, might not have a personal connection, so it might not be related to family or anything that has that sort of element, might actually make things a bit easier as well.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the carer might be looking at photographs of people, and they're great, they work for some people, but for others, they might not. Or they can be upsetting because the person doesn't remember or isn't able to connect to those photos. So going with a personal interest that might have been their work, for instance, cars, you know, and looking at a book that's got that particular interest connects them with something that was particular to them in their past. And the carer might not be as interested in the subject, but they can still engage in it, read the information, and the person then might have that same connection. And they whereby conversation can be difficult for them, they can talk about their specialised interest, and that helps the carer and them have a relationship.
It must be a lovely thing to witness when there is that connection made and actually a little bit of life comes back into the room.
Yes, definitely. It's a wonderful feeling to see the person engaging with them and being able to connect to them where they've lost the ability to maybe communicate and have fluent conversation. These books can bring out of a page real life feelings, emotions, and then being able to laugh about certain things, and it gives them that sense of connecting and belonging to one another. Some of them have been married for many years and being able to connect in that way and finding something that connects you is really important.
And you're using the Douglas City Library, which is such a brilliant place for the community anyway. And I'm guessing you mentioned about the awareness session that you held for the staff there. Places like the library, crucial places for this, aren't they?
Most definitely. Getting people out of the house and having a purpose to do that and something that they want to enjoy and engage in. So going to the library, picking a book, selecting a book. They may select a book that might have been something they would have normally selected, but the carer could select one that they can then take home and will be beneficial. So you're still engaging them in the process, but you're also then being able to pick something that would be beneficial. Then they're coming out of the house, into the community. It's part of routine. For people with dementia, routine is very important. So building that maybe into a weekly routine or a monthly routine, whichever is beneficial for them, means that they have an anticipation of that. It gives them pleasure and joy, and that's really important to their welfare as well.
So this is all happening tomorrow in the Douglas City Library. And are you wanting people who are carers to come along with their loved ones, or how is it going to work tomorrow?
Yes, no. I mean, if they can come along, if they're able to get out of the house and can join us, then yeah, it would be great for the carer to explore with the person with dementia what might work for them and what would be beneficial for them at home. If they can't, then the carer can come along. They know them better than anybody else, so they'll know their interests, and we can help and demonstrate to them how to use the book and how to engage the person with dementia in the process of reading.
And if they can't make it tomorrow, because as you said, you have held these awareness classes, then I assume they could pop in another time and just speak to the staff of the library?
Yes, we've got another event in September and one in November, which we will be putting more information out about nearer the dates. So there'll be other opportunities, but you could always contact us as well, and we can come and visit you at home and offer you our dementia advisor service, whereby we can do a one-to-one session with you at home and help and support you in that way as well.
Lovely. So what is the best way for people to get in touch with you, Claire?
So you can call us on 613181. You can email us on iloveman, all one word, @alzheimers.org.uk.